BBC News with Marion Marshall. One of Pakistan's most prominent policemen, Chaudhry Aslam, has been killed by a Taliban suicide attack in Karachi. Chaudhry Aslam was renowned for taking on the Taliban in some of the most dangerous neighbourhoods of the city, with police raids that frequently ended in gun battles. He had survived several previous attempts on his life. At least two other officers were killed when a car carrying explosives smashed into his convoy. The BBC's Aleem Makbool is in Islamabad.
He was accused on many occasions of killing militants instead of taking them into custody. And while publicly he said he'd never carried out any extrajudicial killings, in private he said, well, why should I hand over these people to a judicial system which releases militants a lot of the time? So he was seen as a hero to many who were opposed to the Pakistani Taliban. And to all intents and purposes, he had been fairly successful.
The governor of the U.S. state of New Jersey, Chris Christie, says he's fired an aide for allegedly orchestrating traffic jams despite a political rival. Mr. Christie said he felt embarrassed and humiliated by the scandal over gridlock on the George Washington Bridge between New Jersey and New York. He said emails and texts reveal that his deputy chief of staff, Bridget Kelly, had ordered the lane closures.
I terminated her employment because she lied to me. There's no justification for that behavior. There's no justification for ever lying to a governor or a person in authority in this government.
Mr. Christie is a leading Republican and considered a possible contender for the 2016 presidential nomination. Germany says it's accepted a request by the United Nations to help destroy Syria's chemical weapons. The Foreign Minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said Germany wouldn't shirk its responsibility. Germany has, until now, refused to accept chemical weapons. President Assad of Syria agreed to surrender his chemical arsenal last year after hundreds of people were killed in a poison gas attack. The French government has prevented a performance tonight by a controversial comedian, Dieudonné Mbala Mbala, who's accused of anti-Semitism. France's highest administrative court banned the show following a request for a ruling by the Interior Minister. A regional court had earlier said the comedian's tour opening performance could go ahead. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
First of all, a court in the western city of Nantes created something of a sensation when it overturned an earlier order from the government representative there, the prefect, banning Dieudonné's performance on public order grounds. The court said that the right to free expression was paramount. But within minutes of that decision, the French government, which has gone into high gear on this affair, took the case to the State Council in Paris. And with thousands gathering at the venue at the last minute, the ban was restored.
World News from the BBC. The United States has expressed concern about a plan by the Afghan government to release scores of prisoners, considered to be dangerous by the US. Afghanistan says it doesn't have enough evidence to prosecute them. A US State Department spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, said the 72 suspected Taliban fighters were, as she put it, dangerous criminals. Medical staff in Israel say the health of the former Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, who's been in a coma for 8 years, has deteriorated further. Officials at the hospital where he's being treated say he's now in a grave condition and his family is by his bedside. Mr. Sharon played a major part in Israeli history as an army general and later as a politician. But his legacy is divisive, both there and abroad. He was incapacitated by a stroke in 2006, just as he seemed likely to win a second term as Prime Minister. The technology company IBM is planning to invest $1 billion in finding commercial uses for a computer system known as Watson that's designed to think like a human. Our technology correspondent Mark Gregory has more.
What's special about Watson is he, or should that be it, is designed to have an ability to analyse and learn from past mistakes. IBM sees commercial applications for Watson in areas like healthcare and financial services, but progress has been slower than anticipated because of the amount and complexity of the data Watson needs to absorb to make sensible decisions.
The former Cuban president, Fidel Castro, has appeared in public for the first time in 9 months. Fidel Castro, who's 87, attended the opening of an art studio in Havana on Wednesday night. Photos show a grey-haired and frail-looking Castro walking with a stick and looking at works of art. Fidel Castro led Cuba for nearly half a century before handing power to his brother Raúl in 2006 because he was seriously ill. BBC News.